Ches. Everyone ready for Sif Ches?
Sif Ches.
Okay, Sif Ches. Rasa shalosh pa'amim b'shlosh chadashim b'dilag v'chav rasa v'osim b'dilag m'atzva. And nagig in shalosh pa'amim harei zev v'eses kavua l'dilag. This is the Rosh shot in the Gemara of Dilag. He says it's not just 15, 16, 17. It's 15, 16, 17. Well, it's Ketzat. What's the case? Rasa b'tesvav sivan b'teszayim b'ir v'yodzayim b'sivan b'chav b'chalila v'rasa b'tesvav t'tamas b'teszayim b'av v'yodzayim b'elo v'ot chazra. For Rasa, by the way, the word Chalila means in a circular fashion. It doesn't mean, God forbid. For Rasa, Tesva, Batamas, Tesayim, Ba'av, Yudzayim, Be'el, Be'od, Chazor, Rasa, Tesva, Batishma, Tesayim, Be'cheshva, Be'yudzayim, Be'kislev, Kavala, Veses, L'dilog, Chalila, for a cycle of Dilog. Be'choshesh, L'olam, Tesayim, L'choreshev, Tesva, L'choreshev, Tesayim, L'choreshev, Yudzayim, L'choreshev. Okay, I think we get the basic point. There's a basic longdish machlokis achronim in this se'if, which is referred to in the Shach Sivkatan Chaf. Between the Shach and the Prisha, what's the nature of this kvias? So what do you have? 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17. So what's the nature of this Veses? So the Prisha says, this is a Veses Dilog like in Se'if Zayin, just with repeating itself. So says the Prisha, this is one big Veses, and that's really what the Rosh sounds like, of Dilog Chalila. And therefore, says the Prisha, let's give it 1 second. What does the Shach say? And the Bach and the Taz seem to agree, even though they're not fully taking on the Prisha. The Shach and the Bach and the Taz says, no, this is not one big Veses of Dilog Chalila. There's an easier way to understand this. This is just three vestos. It's a vestos of 15 every 3 months, a vestos of 16 every 3 months, and a vestos of 17 every 3 months. Right? No, it's three vestos. 15 every 3 months, 16 every 3 months, and 17 every 3 months. That's the machlokes and the shas and cut and chaf and lamdas between him and the prisha as they had to conceptualize this sif of the shofan arach. Clearly, the lush of the shofan arach and the rach sounds more like the prisha. But the shach thinks you should not take it so dafka. And it's really a three different vestos. The main afkamino chor is. Something that the Taz discusses, and the Shach discusses of Katan Chaf Aleph, and the Shach of Katan Chaf. What? How many do you need? Right. So Nafkamina would be Lefi Shmuel. Right, who says you need Lefi Shmuel, who says you need four. So what did the Prisha say? Kasma Prisha. The Shmuel bring it being Shatura Gam can be your ches betamos. He says, according to Shmuel, you need, according to the Prisha, you need 15, 16, 17, 18. You need four at first. Because Shmuel says you don't need four. Then he admits that once you're on a roll, you're on the roll. You can do 16, 17, 18, 16, 17, 18. Right? But you need to start off something, so the dilu needs to come from someplace. Shmuel needs one more. The Shach and the other Achronim say no. I don't know. 15, 16, 17 is good. I mean, it's not shy to Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. It's not really a dilog. It's really, as the Shach says, Havalei Karasa Shalosh Pamim Me'achodesh B'Shaveh. It's just like three times on equal days of the month. That happen to be three different ones. So that's a nafkamina. There could be many other nafkaminas as well. For example, the Taz and the Shachleir say, what if just 15-16, 15-16, 15-16? Well, the priesthood would say that wouldn't work for anyone, not for Rav, not for Shmuel. But the Shach and the Taz say it works. So, for example, Lefi Rav, or you need 15, 16, 17 times 3. Not 15, 16 times 3. Well, the Shach and the Taz say that no, 15, 16 times 3 is also Koveya. Because really it has nothing to do with D-Log. It's just like instead of three different Vestas HaShavis, it is two different Vestas HaShavis.
That would also mean I could, according to the Shach and Taz, like have a 15, 27, 8?
Correct. Okay. Correct. There's a million nafkamina. You can have 15, 27, 18. Or the other nafkamina is how you uproot it. Right? For the Prisha, you can uproot it in 3 months. For the Shach, you would need 3 months to uproot each of them. You'd need 9 months to uproot it because you have three times to uproot the 15, three times to uproot the 16. This is not, I don't think it's said anywhere on the page, but it seems obvious. How about Akira? So, according to Prisha, you would need 3 months to uproot it. According to the Shach and the Ime, you should need 9 months to uproot it. I don't think it says this on the page, but it should be pretty straightforward. Anyway, you can think of many nafkaminas. Halacha l'maisa, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes of the Torah of Shlomo and agrees with the Prisha in this case. The Prisha is not a Das Yachid here. We can also look on page in the Torah of Shlomo. Okay, l'maisa, I've never seen it happen, so we don't need to be afraid of what we do in such a case, but it's an interesting machlokas. Siftes. Rasa ve'echa b'nisan ve'echa b'sivan ve'echa b'av. Kavel ve'ses rosh chodesh l'di lugin. Here it's a little funny because in Sifyot Beis we call this ve'ses a sivrug. Most of the echronim, most of the times, most of the Rishonim, most of the places call this ve'ses a sivrug. Even though right here we call it d'lugin. What does it mean? Echa b'nisan, 2 months later echa b'sivan, 2 months later echa b'av. It's like a ve'ses a chodesh but every other month. That's the chiddush of Siftes. A Ves HaChodesh every other month. I mean, we've mentioned this a few times, but I don't think we've seen an official sif about it. A Ves HaChodesh every 2 months, which is officially called a Veshes HaSirug. Although here they call it Rosh Chodesh L'Dilugim. We'll come back to that. Avol Rasa Ve'echa B'Nisan Ve'echa Be'ir Ve'echa B'Tamaz Ve'echa B'Sivan Lo Rasa Ve'lo Kava La Veses. Okay, these would be much, much simpler if we put them with numbers instead of names. So I'm going to put them on the board with numbers. Should I put the Israeli way or the American way?
American. All Israelis here.
We're all Israelis here. The Israeli way is the day comes before the month. Right? January 12th is 12.1 in Israel.
American.
Okay. American one. So the Israeli way makes much more sense. Why? Because the American has month, day, year, and then you're not going in order. Month, you go to something smaller day, then something bigger year. The Israeli way, and every other country in the world has a day, month, year. You're always going from a smaller unit to a bigger unit. But okay, we will put the, what are we trying to say, in Siftes. We're trying to say that if you have 1-1, 3-1, American way, and 5-1, this is Kavua. It's Kavua every other Rosh Chodesh, right? Nisan is the first month. I mean, that is how we're supposed to count, according to the Chodesh. And Sivan is the third month, and Av is the fifth month. But if you would have, what's the next case? You would have 1-1, 2-1, and 4-1, and she didn't see on 3-1, or Rosh Chodesh Sivan, then that's not a kavias of anything. Yeah, I know 3 Rosh Chodeshes, but it's not 3 Rosh Chodeshes in a row, and it's not 3 Rosh Chodeshes in a row every 2 months. It's a random pattern. So this is not a Vesis. Right? This is a Vesis. And this is not a Vesis. That should be pretty simple.
If on the right side, if you fail out and 2 on 4 on a different day of the month, is that Kobeya anything? Or is that like a...
That wouldn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Like, let's say you in between have like 2-9 and 4-6. It wouldn't hurt. The fact that
you're... It would be totally on the above.
What? No. Here, because here you have an authentic pattern. You're allowed to ignore things. For Ves HaChodesh, you're allowed to ignore things.
The pattern on the left is in fact a pattern. It's not a pattern of like plus two.
I don't want geometrical. The truth is, Bade Shogun is a whole day on what counts as a pattern. It has a whole deal on what counts as a pattern.
So why isn't that a pattern of double?
I think you can actually. What?
That's every month. Yeah, double.
Okay. Lamaisa.
Very simple.
Lamaisa, we're only. Lamaisa, he is a suffix, but I think it's Pasha. We only deal with arithmetic patterns, not geometric patterns. Sorry. And certainly not more complex patterns than that. You realize any pattern you want can be expressed as a polynomial. Like any numbers can be expressed as a polynomial made into a pattern if you want to be like that.
Not to jump ahead, but is the difference between
here
and
your base
that
here
she can see in the middle
months? Difference in here and Sifir base? The truth is there seems to be no difference in here and Sifir base.
But she can see in the middle.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what she's in between. In Vesta Chodesh, it doesn't matter what's in between. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't matter if she got a million things in between here. It makes no difference whatsoever. I mean, here, definitely. It doesn't matter what she sees in between. She has a pattern of the Chodesh, a pattern. What's in between doesn't hurt. That's sort of, I mean, that's not the main topic, but anything in between doesn't take away from it.
You can have many simultaneous patterns, right? Like, let's say it's...
You can even have two Vesta Chodesh, theoretically. Let's say 1, 1, 3, 1, 5, 1. And also 3, 15, 4, 15, 5, 15. Now she has two different Vesta Chodeshes. One for every other Rosh Chodesh and one for every Tezvav.
That's how the
Shah
understood the previous. It was just a bunch of different...
Correct. Yeah, not a problem. We'll see that a little later. Okay, now, here we get something very, very confusing. Let's read on a little more before we see the confusing thing. Rasa yod, rasa tesma benisam v'tesayim v'ir v'yidches besivan, lo kava veses. Okay, this is just dilugim that's not even. Here it was like, see rugim that aren't even. And you're dealing with it already, right? 15, 16, and 18, you see, is not an arithmetic pattern. Loka Vesas came into Sirga, but Chodesh Shlishi, Lorasa, and Yuchesbo. Sirga here, meaning she had an extra delug, meaning she had a delug of 1 day later, and then a delug of 2 day later. So again, 14, 16, and 18, according to Rav, is a Vesas, right? 15, 16, and 17, according to Rav, is a Vesas. But the example here, 15, 16, and 18, that's nothing because it's not a pattern. It's not a simple pattern.
Even if it continues to happen.
Even if what continues to happen?
15, 16 in a row, and then skip.
What do you mean? And then what?
That would be fine.
Finish it. Because I don't know what you mean.
19, 21.
You mean 15, 16, 18? Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Or, I guess...
No, what do you mean?
Yeah, that would be.
I was more thinking about the months situation.
19, 20, 20, 19, 20.
Month in a row, skip 2 months. I mean, I guess I'm all jumping in.
Oh, you mean over here?
Yeah.
You mean 1, 2, 4.
1, 2, 4, 1, 2, 4. That would work.
Right. No. Here
no,
it's different
five,
months.
Six, eight.
Yeah, so the answer is no. The answer is, like, what if you had 1, 1, 2, 1, 4, 1, 5, 1, 7, 1, 8, 1, all Rosh Chodeshes. Like, what if you get something like that? So you skip 1 month, skip 2 months. Skip 1 month, skip 2 months. Skip 1 month, skip 2 months.
It should be the same thing,
no? And you really? I don't think that would... that would be an interesting question. The answer is I don't know. You would have a similar thing to this. You could view it as a pattern of skipping 1 month, skipping 2 months. You could also say, no, it's every 3 months. Every 3 months. Mm. And a separate one of every 3 months. And you have the question, have a look at it. The answer is I'm not sure. It's a good question. My intuition is that in this case, you would for sure look at two separate Vestos of every 3 months. Because otherwise, it's too weird. I mean, it's too complex. And anything too complex, we don't think is a Vestos. What about in this case? What if it was like 15, 16, 18, 19, 21, 22, 24, 25, 27, 28, meaning... 1 day later, 2 days later, 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 1 day later. Would that be a valid pattern? The answer is, I don't know. That's a great question. It does seem to be a pattern. Meaning this is not exactly like 15, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17. This is a little weirder. So if this counts as a vestus or not, I don't know. It's a review. It's a good question. When once things get complex, it's not addressed in the classic achronim whether it counts as a vestus or not. So I'm not sure.
Is there a principle?
I don't know. Meaning the principle is if it's too complex, that's not a vestus, because they live over Sophie. If it's very simple, that's a vestus. But where to draw the line, the answer is I'm not sure.
And how common are different?
Not at all. None of these are common at all. None of these are common at all. Except, obviously statistically, once in a while something like this will happen just randomly, but it won't keep up. Meaning, once in a while someone will see on Kesvav and next month Tes Zayin, next month Yud Zayin, just because it's bound to happen sometimes. But it's not going to keep up to Yud Ches, Yud Tes for long. So really, none of these are terribly Lamaisa. If we want to get to Lamaisa, we're going to have to wait till Sif Yud Gimel, which is basic Lamaisa. So let's continue to Yud Aleph. Dilga pam achzo shtein enu chashesh la dilug al fish chashesh la shar vestos pam achzo enu chashesh la shar dilug ad shetuk la enu. Even though we said for a regular vestes, you're choshed even once or twice as enu kavua, what are the two things that are normally choshed enu kavua? Vest sachodesh, day of the month, same day of the month, and vest sachlaga, same interval. When it comes to dilug, if it happens once or twice, we're not choshesh because it's not common, only if it happens three times. There's no enu kavua for dilug. That's the principle. There's also no enu kavua for sira, which we'll see in the next one. Meaning if you have one and three, you're not choshesh for five. Sira, dilug, anything that's not a very simple thing, there's no enu kavua. Because we don't really think it'll happen. If it happens three times, then we acknowledge it. But there's no enu kavua. Yud beis. Veses asira re'iyah rishona min ha-minyan medivrei ha-kol. Ves asira b'irishona is counts according to everyone. The alpin shirchik of Yosef, even though it's very far apart, elo she'inyan shash ves dal betchilo shav l'dilug. Ves asira is like dilug in that at first there's no enu kavua. She'inu choshesh es elmer shchodesh lo shchodesh asamach lo. So let's review how the lashon has been used in your base.
I'm just going back to Yud Aleph for a second. Mm-hmm. We said in the previous Sif Zayin that there was a machlokas who we passed in the Rav Shmuel. Is the Shulchan Aruch being consistent with that, or he's passing like Shmuel?
No, he says Dilga Pam Achas O Shtayim Eino Chosheshes, once or twice, is not close. So I don't think you could prove anything from here necessarily, because it could be once or twice. However, Rav defines. Meaning, both Rav and Shmuel admit you need three times to be koveya, and once or twice isn't. They just argue what's called three times, what's not called three times. So I think you would say no. And Rav will define three times and two, once or twice his way. Shmuel would define once or twice his way. It doesn't necessarily prove anything. Let me just give you an illustration. Rav would say, if Rav was reading the Sif and Shulchan Aruch anachronistically, he would say, dilga pam achas o shtayim, meaning, what's dilga pam achas? Right, pamachos would have to be tesvav and then tezayin. So what's shtayim? Tesvav, tezayin, and then yudzayin. So it's taka. This sounds like Shmuel. Taka. This might sound like Shmuel. Okay, but you have to say he's not paskin here. He already paskin. He's just not getting into the details. Yudbeis. Let's review yudbeis. We're comparing it versus sirug and versus dilug, and saying something that seems fairly straightforward. What do we mean? I know that sometimes the words are used in a little bit of a strange way, and there's a mystery involved in that, which I will mention to you soon. Maybe you'll be smarter than me, and you'll be able to find an answer to it, a solution to it. But here what we mean is dilug versus sirug. Dilug means 15, 16, 17, and sirug means, 1:15, 3:15, 5:15. You see the difference. Dilug means a different day of the month. Sirug means the same day of the month, but it's not every month. They're both some sort of skipping, right? A normal vesis, hachodesh, would be... as opposed to normal, would be 115, 215, 315, right? Tesai Nisan, Tesai Nisan, Tesai Nisan. That's a classic of Sachodesh. Dilug means it happens every month, but it changes the day. Sirug means it's the same day, but it doesn't happen every month, only every 2 months or 3 months, whatever you want for that matter. So what's the difference in Vesa, Dilug, and Sirug? So says the Mechaber here, he says in one way they're similar, in another way they're different. When it comes to Re'ir Rishona Min HaMinyan, meaning do you need three or four, right? So here, says, you need three Re'iros. That's called, Re'ir Rishona Min HaMinyan. Here, Machlokes, Rav Ushmuel, whether you need three or four Re'iros, right? But Sirug is not like Dilug. No, the Kule Alma, you need three Re'iros to be Kaleya. Don't say, no, you need three skips according to Shmuel. You need 115 skip, you need to skip the second month, the fourth month, the sixth month. No, just three Re'iros. There is no Machlokes Rav Ushmuel. But in one way it's like Dilug. In what way is it like Dilug? In life, you're Choshesh. In a regular Veses, you're Choshesh, Leveses, She'eno Kavua. Nope. There's no Veses, She'eno Kavua by Dilug. Too weird. And likewise, by Sirug, there's no Veses, She'eno Kavua. In that way, Dilug and Sirug are the same. They happen three times. Whatever counts as three times according to whatever sheet. If applicable, then you're, it's kavua, but there's never eno kavua. So in one way, Sirug is like Dilug, and in another way, it isn't. And again, I admit, when you read through Shachar, sometimes he's not using Sirug and Dilug in the sense I just used it, but this is the main way of using the words. Let's just read the base again. Vesa Sirug, you know what? Good enough for, let's read it again to make sure we got shot, that we have to be eyeing a little. Vesa Sirug, Yerushona, Min, Ha, Minyan, everyone agrees, right? No machlokas. Even though they're far apart, but as far as in the beginning, in Einu Kavua, it's like Dilug. Einu Choshesh, that you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry the next month. You don't have to worry 2 months later. Kigom, what's an example that illustrates this? Sherasa Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Choshesh Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Vim lo rasa ad Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Choshesh le Rosh Chodesh Tamuz Hasamachlo. Being the Rosh of Rosh Chodesh Tamas, ain't no Choshesh, the Rosh Chodesh Av. Av, Bishin, Aflodish, Nechadashim, Kena, Flog, Rishona, Neshav, Sak, the Chodesh Hashani, Bitla, Rias, the Chodesh Rishon, Rias, the Chodesh Hashlishi, and Chodesh Vesis, the Choshesh, the Rosh Chodesh Tamas, Lo Yoser. What's he saying? He's saying that, how we illustrate this, if she sees on Rosh Chodesh the first month, and then Rosh Chodesh the third month, what is she, there's no Kvias here. Clearly, there's no Hamid Kvias. What's the Eno Kavua? The answer is a Veses She'eno Kavua. Why? Because that is a regular Ves Sachodesh. Rosh Chodesh to the third month, Rosh Chodesh to the fourth month. How about the fifth month? After all, that's the pattern of every other month. Is not a Veses She'eno Kavua. Why? Because there's no Veses She'eno Kavua for Sirug. And it's funny, like, here, she skipped 2 months. And you tell her, oh, Eino Kavua, worry about skipping 1 month, not 2 months. You know, worry about one thing, not 2 months later. It seems a little weird, so that's why Shavan Aruch has to illustrate for us. No. Because the rule is that you're Choshesh for Eino Kavua of a regular Yom HaChodesh of every month. You're not Choshesh for Eino Kavua of Sirug. Of course, if she saw on Rosh Chodesh the fifth month, now it would be Kavua for Sirugin. Okay, that's the principle of Sif Yud Beis.
And she can't see on 4-1.
And, correct, that's if she didn't see on 4-1. We'll get that in a moment. But first, I want to just point out something very, 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 very strange about the Taz. But it's not entirely his fault. Says the Taz in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. First of all, I'm not going to read with you the Taz of Katan Yud Beis. Why am I not going to read with you the Taz of Katan Yud Beis? Because he basically just explains the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Beis. Yeah, so the Taz happens to be Sivkat Yud Beis is on Sif Yud Beis. And it basically explains the Shulchan Aruch without saying anything terribly new. Shach and Sivkat Yud Aleph, which is about Sif Tes, right? Who is it? Yaakov or someone said, what's the relationship between Sif Tes and Sif Yud Beis? Seem to be talking about exactly the same thing. Right? About every other Rosh Chodesh. Says the Taz in Sivkat Yud Aleph, Zehu li yish omrim de Sif Zayin of Aladei Rishona Tzricha Shatira Od Be'echad Be'elol. What does the Taz say in Sivkat Yud Aleph? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel applies to every other Rosh Chodesh. Now, why does he say that? Notice, in Sif Tes, the Mechaber used the word Dilugim. Ah, Dilugim. Dilod Machlokas Rav and Shmuel applies. The Shach and most of the Achronim argue with him. Shach and the Kudus HaKesef says, low duck, right? He was imprecise. He wasn't careful. It's not a Vesta Diluk. This is a Siro. You know Machlok. It's about that look in Sif Yud Beis. So here, we have a bit of a problem. The Taz versus the Shach, of course, you could add other Achronim. You can add other Achronim as well. The Drisha is quoted by the Shach of Katan Chaf Beis as agreeing with the Taz, and the Bach agrees with the Shach. So here we're going to have to question this a little. What's the question a little? Is this really true? Coming out of three videos. Not so pashut that this is really true. This is, according to the Shach and the Bach, Aval, according to the Taz and the Drisha, how do we know the Drisha? It's quoted in the Shach's Kutn Chav Beis. According to the Tribune, Gam Kan, Lefi Shmuel, Ba'inan, Dalin Rivios. No, they say Vesta Siru is completely like Vesta Dilug. And Shmuel needs four. Why does he need four? You'll need three. Yeah, you need three skips. So for Shmuel, you need first month, third month, fifth month, and seventh month. So you have three skips. You skip this 2 months to the third, you skip two months to the fifth, you skip 2 months to the seventh. That is squarely against what the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, that Vesta Sira Rishonim in Haminyan. Why is this such a mystery? You could say it's a machlokas, meaning not everyone has to be with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says very clearly, Vesta Sira, you should add this to Mechaber. Okay, that's a valid machlokas. When you have Vesta Sira, do we say everyone says three times enough? Or do you say, no, Rav says three times enough, but Shmuel says you need three skips, so you need four times. Not such a crazy machlokas. The reason it's such a mystery is because the Taz himself is Soser himself. The Taz in Sivkat Yud Aleph says machlokas Rav and Shmuel, therefore we would pass in Safek. The Taz in Sivkat Yud Beis agrees with the Mechaber. So the Taz is Soser himself from Sivkat Yud Aleph to Sivkat Yud Beis. I'm not the person who noticed that. The Sivkat Tar in the back says the Taz is Soser himself. Ridiculous. Chavos Das says the Taz is Soser himself. It must be if you change a few words in the second Taz, you can get him to not say what you think he's saying, and it's not a stira, which is not a terribly satisfying answer. It's the most peculiar stira in the Taz ever, because it's two sifkuns in a row. Tainef, you want to say he's Soser himself from Simon, you know, Gimel to Simon Shin Pei Vav. Okay, maybe you lost track of exactly which way he was machri on a subtle issue. You know, he's only human. Say he's social himself in some kopei tests of cutting your olive, some kopei tests of cutting your base. You know, it's, you can't lose track. It's very, very peculiar. And I don't really know what to say. In his defense, you could say, look, Sivkat Yud Aleph was going on Sif Dalad, which called a Dilud. Sivkat Yud Beis was going on Sif Yud Beis, which called it Sirug. There's a difference between Dilud and Sirug. Yeah, but they're both talking about the exact same case. They're both talking about 1-1, 3-1, and 5-1. You know? They're both talking about the same case. So, you know, if you want to say, well, the Mechaber used misleading words, the Taz was misled, you could, but the Taz shouldn't have been misled by that. So I don't know. I would think there's something very deep going on with Taz, that somehow he thinks that Kess and Sif Yud Beis are two totally different cases, and they're talking about two totally different things, Alpilungdus, and therefore he treats them differently. One is called Dilug, one is called Sirug, even though they're both the same day of the month every other month. But I don't know, it's like you'd think there's some Amkus here in the Taz, but I can't figure out what it is. So it must be something, because it couldn't have been a mistake. Two Sivkatans in a row. He's not just going to forget what he said. So I don't understand the Amkus of why the Taz is so sure of himself here. So I don't know. I have to leave it a bit Sarachion. If anyone wants to come back to me and tell me why the Taz is so sure of himself and have him make a nice Hezber out of it, I am, you know, very curious. But right now, I can't figure out a good Hezber for the Steer of the Taz, and at least some of the later Akronim I looked in didn't have a great Hezber either. Yes, El.
Do you also have the two Girshas in the Taz of El and Tishrei? Mine is both for some reason.
Echad be'elo, which doesn't make any sense, right? So it should say
clearly
Tishrei.
Already
so
messed up.
Already you sip cutting your olives a little messed up because that clearly can be 1-1, 3-1, 5-1. Right. You also need 6-1. How does 6-1 help?
That's
right?
The whole thing.
I don't know. It's a funny. Maybe somehow, like the Taz, just like I don't know. When they printed it, they messed it up and they took a line from elsewhere. Maybe it's a Tav Sofer in the Taz. Could be Sif Yud Aleph. It's just a Tav Sofer in the Taz. It's possible. You know, could be there was some other point that part of the discussion that was left out. So that's a good harbor. Maybe if there's one mistake in Taz Sif Yud Aleph, maybe I don't think we have a handwritten version of the Taz. Right? Meaning once they invented the printing press, we have no more manuscripts of Sfar. Obviously, the Taz wrote it by hand and gave it to the printer, and the printer threw it in the garbage. So, I don't know, sorry. Okay, we'll have to leave that bit. Sorry, Ion? I don't know. Okay, let's go back to Sif. But let's go back to Sif Yudbeis then. But Lemaisa, we Paskin, and not that I'm saying this is likely to come up a lot, but
we Paskin like the Shach,
not like the Taz, that Vesta Sirug, Re'ir Rishonim in a Minyan, like it says in Sif Yudbeis, like it says in Sif Tess, like it says everywhere in the Mechaber, unlike the Stira and the Taz. Now, there's a few other inyanim that we have to discuss in Sif Yudbeis, though. So, there are... okay, there's a strange Shach in Sukkot Chavav who asks why. Let's review this case, Ves HaSirug. This is what we call Ves HaSirug, right? Okay, you could have said one if you wanted. Why that's called a Ves HaSirug? Why isn't that just called a Ves HaFlaga? Because the same amount of time in between this and each one is the 60th day.
Oh, it's 29 and 30.
I know, but in 2 months it works out the same. 2 months is always 59 days later, which is the 60th day. Right? In
does it always
the summer.
29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30? Count?
Someone answer that question for me. Does the calendar always 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30? Any rabbis know the answer to that question?
No, but it works itself out.
It's always 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, except for Cheshvan and Kislev, which could be 29, 30, 30-30 or 29-29, depending on the needs of the calendar. And Adar Beis, or Adar Aleph, which are two, and Adar Aleph, which is two 30s in a row, Shvat and Adar Aleph. So when it's a leap year, there are two 30s in a row, when there's 13 months. When there's a leap, there's two 30s in a row. And Cheshvan and Kislev are variable. Why are Cheshvan and Kislev variable? Why not just always go 29-30, 29-30, 29-30? So the main reason is because we have a rule of Lo Adu Rosh, right? Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. It's not a main topic, but Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on Sunday because then Rosh Hashanah Rabbah would be on Shabbos. We would never do the Medigo on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah can't fall out on Wednesday because then Yom Kippur would be Friday. We'd have 2 days in a row where we can't do any Malacha. Rosh Hashanah can't be Friday, because then Yom Kippur would be on Sunday, and we'd have Shabbos on Sunday, 2 days in a row without doing any Malacha. How do they get it to be Lo Adu Rosh? After all, what if 29-30, 29-30, 29-30? Or if it's a leap year, stick in another 30, and it turns out to be Adu Rosh, so they adjust the previous Cheshvan and Kislev to to be longer or shorter to ensure lo ad rosh. Okay, it's a little more complicated than that, but that also allows them. What if the year doesn't work out exactly? How do they coordinate it what if the year doesn't work out exactly? Like, you have all the 29-30, but it's not going to exactly be the right number of months because the month is not exactly 29 and a half. And in any case, every once in a while, you stick an extra 30 when you leave here. So how do you account, like, when you need to add a day or subtract a day to keep it in line with the moon? Right, think about it. If every leap year we have an extra 30, then we're going to lose the moon at some point. And in any case, it's not precisely 29 and a half. It's 29 and a half plus a tiny bit. So how do you make sure we stay in tune with the moon? You change Cheshvan and Kislev in order to do that, and it all works out, and Idach Pirusha Zil Gemar.
That answers the question.
Anyway, the answer to the question is, in the summer months, meaning between Nisan and Tishrei, it's 30-29, 30-29, 30-29, 30, Chol Tolo Yavor. And if you're even willing to say between the last Adar and Tishrei, it is 29-30, 29-30, 29-30, 29-30, Chol Tolo Yavor. Only from Cheshvan till the potential Adar Aleph is their variability. Cheshvan is variable, Kislev is variable, Teves is 29, Shvat is 30, Adar Aleph is 30, if it's there. Okay. Anyway, Victor. What do we call, by the way, a year when Cheshvan and Kislev are both 30? What? Shalim. Right? We call that Shalim. What do we call a year when they're both 29? Chaser. What do we call a year when Cheshvan is 29 and Kislev is 30? Kisidron. Okay, if you ever see calendars like the beginning of the Luach or something, it'll say, what kind of year is this? It is a... let me just make sure I'm not making a mistake. A Aleph Kaf Gimel year. That means Rosh Hashanah is Yom Aleph, it's Kisidron, and Pesach is on Yom Gimel. Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday. So let us say it was a Beis Ches Gimel year. Rosh Hashanah is on Monday, it's a Chaser year, and Pesach is on Tuesday. That could be a real year. Okay, what's this year? Rosh Hashanah was on Monday, no? And Pesach is on... When's Pesach? No one knows when Pesach is?
It's not Cheshvan. It's not Cheshvan.
I don't know what this year is. What day is Pesach this year? I think Pesach is Thursday, Taka. What? Wednesday night. Yeah. So this is Pesach is Thursday. Yeah. So Pesach is Thursday. Pesach can't be on Wednesday itself because it's Bado Pesach. So this is a Beis Shin Hey year. Rosh Hashanah is Beis. It's Shalim. And Pesach is on Hey. What do we say? It's Wednesday night, Thursday. Pesach is on Hey. So Cheshvan and Kislev will both have 30 days this year. Check. If it doesn't work out, you can come back to me and complain. Get your money back.
What's that concept?
Lo Badu Pesach. Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't be on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav. And Lo Badu Pesach. Pesach can't be on Beis, Dalet, or Vav.
Why?
Pesach can't be on Beis, Dalet, or Vav because there's no flexibility between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. And if Pesach is on Beis, next Rosh Hashanah would be Dalet. Pesach is on Dalet, next Rosh Hashanah would be Vav. Pesach is on Vav, next Rosh Hashanah would be Aleph. So we don't really care what Pesach is. Just a nafkamina of next Rosh Hashanah not being Adu is that this Pesach can't be Badu.
Can I put all these rules into place?
When we learned Sanhedrin, we got into a tremendous machlokes among the historians. Exactly who put all these rules into place. The simple shot is that Hillel, not Hillel from the stories of all the, be nice to all the people who want to convert to get shot by. But Hillel is like great-great-great-great-great-grandchild, Hillel Nasiya, who lived in the time of Bayin Rava and was the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael. He's the one who made the calendar. Because all the people in that family were all named either like Hillel or Shimon or Gamliel or Yehuda. Then they just cycled through them. But all the Nasiya are named one of those things.
Except for Gilfin and Zakai, who was very temporary because after the Korban, like, he was in good with the Romans, and obviously the royal family was not in good with the Romans. What?
He's not in the family.
He's not in the family. Except for Gilfin and Zakai, not in the family. I'm pretty sure everyone from Hillel was named one of those, was named one of those four names. Hillel, Yehuda, Hillel, Yehuda, or Gamliel, or Shimon. In any case, so Hillel Lissia, Pashas, let's say he made all these rules. There's some debate in the historians. Obviously, some of the rules might have been around before his days. Even in the days of Al-Pihariya, maybe they had some idea of some of these rules, perhaps. Some of these rules might have been put in place slightly after his days. Maybe there were people who tweaked it afterwards. That might depend on the Chokes Ram Ramban as to who really has the power to be Kovei the Chodashim. Okay, for the sake of simplicity, we'll say Hillel made all these rules. Viter. Now, what does this have to do with anything? Let us go back to Sif Yudbeis. Okay, so the Shach says something very strange. I'm not going into all the strangeness. I'm not going into what the Shach says. The Shach says, why don't you just call this Hafloga? Because it's exactly the 60th day, meaning 59 days later, and exactly the 60th day, 59 days later. Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives the obvious answer. Says, we don't call this Hafloga because it's only two Haflogas. And then it wouldn't be Kavua. So we have to look at it as Veses HaSeirug, of Rosh Chodesh to Seirugin, in order to see it as Kavua. Okay, why the Shach, why he thought it was such a good question is very unclear. Lemaisa, two issues that I want to discuss that come up in the Achronim here. What are the two issues? Oh, sorry, do you need to be plugged in? Ryan, plug in. What are the two issues that to come up in the Achronim and Sefer Yudbeis that need to be discussed? One is the discussion of the Shach at the end of Sukkot and Chavav, and the Chavos Das and the Pesachei Tshuva. What about the following case? You remember we have like a little bit of a prejudice against the Vesta Dilud Vasibrug. What do we mean by that? We're not Choshesh Ve'inu Kavua. Because it's not as expected as a regular Vesses. So says the Shach, what if you have this case? Is that a Vesta Sibrug? Is that a Vesta Sibrug or not? After all, 315171 says the Shach, no. Three is chapped by the regular Vesses. Three is chapped by the regular Vesses. Since three is part of a normal pattern, it's not. It's chapped by the normal pattern, and we don't allow it to be part of the Seward pattern. Why? Because we say, why did the three happen? Was it the beginning of the Seward pattern or the end of the normal pattern? For sure, the end of the normal pattern. The end of the normal pattern is a normal thing. So says the Shach, in this case, we do this as kavua, this as disqualified, and this as not a vessel, because there's only two of them. Okay, the Chavos Das and the Pesachei Tshuva adds Le'ida Isa. What if you have 1-1, 3-1, 5-1, 6-1, and 7-1? Again, all the American way, of course. Otherwise, you'd be days in a row. He says this a bit more b'chiddush, says the Chavos Das. Nope, this is Kavua.
So the second.
And this is not a Vesses. Igloilos Lamafreya, that was never a Vesses, because five was stolen by a normal Vesses, and a normal Vesses always beats out a Sabred Vesses.
So going to the shot, the last two are okay, the first three?
No, they're not okay, the first three, actually, because there aren't three Akiras. Four was one Akira in a row, and then five.
So
she still hoshes for 8, 9, and 10. She needs to miss 8, 9, and 10 to be ogre.
The second is only nafgamina that's being hoshes for
the off month also, right? The nafgamina would be, what if she didn't see 8, 9, and 10? Would she have to be hoshes for 11? She would say, well, there was only one Akira, so she has to be hoshes for 11. No, since there are three Akiras to ogre this, that was never nikba.
I'm just
spending
it on one, 3, 5.
We thought it was, but then he knows that the five belongs to the six and the seven and gets taken away from the team of the one and the three.
That happens only at seven, though.
Correct.
Meaning you're going to have...
Only at seven.
You have a Vesses at seven. Five.
Well, either way, at least in hand.
Why don't you assume the six and the
four? Because there's a rule that when there's a regular Vesses and a Vesses and say Rugen...
But you don't have a regular Vesses, you only have five and six.
But in the end, we do. Because then we have seven. In the end, Igloi knows that 5, 6, 7 are a real Vesses, and this Saber was a fluke.
You wouldn't know it until July.
Correct, you wouldn't know it until July, or Tishrei. Right, because it only counts the Hebrew months. Okay,
The more interesting thing, now, so far, I don't know how likely these things are to happen, but this next one...
Is there a call that you can't be put at two bestos with one radio?
There is actually not such a klal. However, there's a klal, you can't be koveya a regular and a saber with one re'iyah, because the regular kicks out the saber, disqualifies the saber. Okay, now, here's one point that is halacha l'maisa in your base. It's a diok of the Nod Yehuda, which is also discussed by the Pesach Chubans of Katan Ches in the name of the Chavos Das. Okay, let us... Everybody ready? Let's go back to the scenario. She saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. She is choshesh v'inikov Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. She's not choshesh for Rosh Chodesh Av v'inikov Kavua. Why? Because there's no v'inikov Kavua for Sebrugin. Ask the Nod Yehuda in his parish on Shulchan Aruch called Dagon Mervava. They ask the Dagon Mervava, hold on a second. Here is a haflagas shishim. It's exactly 59 days later, the 60th day. So, shouldn't she have an eno kavua of haflaga? Should be veses haflaga. Haflagas Shishin She'eno Kavua. How could the Mechaber say Rosh Chodesh the fifth month, Rosh Chodesh Av is not a Ves She'eno Kavua? It sure is the Ves She'eno Kavua of Haflaga Shishin. How could the Mechaber say this? How could he say it? He said it's not a Mechshash, not a Ves She'eno Kavua. Isn't a Ves She'eno Kavua Haflaga? So, one answer could be, yeah, but that's not his point. You know, he's trying to focus on something else here. He's not getting into that. Which is basically what Chavos Das says. Says that who do we learn from here a chiddush? What's the chiddush? There is no vesesh eino the kavua of a super long haflaga. Because a super long haflaga is not normal. We're only a vesesh eino kavua of normal things. A normal thing is a haflaga of 30, of 35, of 39, of 40. Haflaga of 60, that's not normal. Since it's not normal if you're Kaveh or you're Kaveh. But if you're not Kaveh, there's no Vesesh Eino Kavua. That's the diuk of the Dagon Mervava. And this could be Allah Lamaisa. A woman got her period. And then she got her period 63 days later. Does she have Vesesh Eino Kavua of 63? According to the Dagon Mervava, no. There's no Vesesh Eino Kavua of Hafloga Aruka, of a long Hafloga. And the proof is this Mechaber. Give me a second. If he says the Chavos Das in Zivkot and Ches the Pisik Tshuva, I am Chavos Das. Lo da kamachaber. Of course, it's a vesesh eino kavua of a flug of 60. Oh, why did Machaber say no vesesh eino kavua? He wasn't being medayik. That wasn't his main point. He wasn't being exact. He says he really should have picked winter months, and then if he had said like 7/5, 7/1 and 9/1 and 11/1, then it wouldn't have been the same hafluga. Obviously, depending on what kind of year it is, this year it wouldn't have been the same aflaga, then it could have gotten away with it. So this is a tremendous machluk zachron, and this could be lemaisa. What if you have a haflaga aruka, kegon shishim? Said the Dagon Mervava, based on our mechaber, there's no vesesh eino kavua. If you're kaveya, you're kaveya. But if it happens once or twice, we don't worry about it at all, because it's not common. Says the Chavos Das, no, you're being medayik too much. The Mechaber's low duck. The Mechaber's not medayik here. The Mechaber's trying to make a point. He's not really trying to make side points. That's machlokas. Do you medayik side points in these Mechaber's? And we can all feel how hard it is to keep track of these things. So are you assuming the Mechaber was keeping track of all the side points and you can make a diukim? Or no, he was trying to illustrate one point. He wasn't dealing with, like, diukim. So that's machlokas. Obviously, if it was me and you, it would be obvious. You're the Mechaber. On the one you say, how could the Mechaber not be Medoyik? Then you could say, he was only writing on a certain level. He's not Chazal. He was, obviously, he could have been Medoyik if he wanted to. No one's arguably smart enough to be Medoyik, but whether in his methodology of writing the Shulchan Aruch, he decided to be so Medoyik. This is no duck. He says, there is Vesesh She'eino Kavua. And what about in this case? Tosa say, Taka, there is Vesashenu Kavu of Haflaga. That's just not the point here. And then he adds that, you know, you can find, okay, many, you know, many ways to, like, touch this up if you want, but the basic point is the Mechaber not being the Dayak here. Okay, so that is a Machlokas in Halacha L'maisa. Are we Choshesh or are we not Choshesh? Halacha L'maisa, the Ba'al Deh Shulchan quotes all the later Achronim, and most agree with the Chavos Das. Most of you in the Chavos Das, the Mechaber here is not Medayik. He's not being Medayik. And therefore, I'm really, you are Choshesh investigating a flag up even of a long number, even of 70, even of 80. And therefore, Taka on Rosh Chodesh Av, she's not Choshesh for Enu Kavua of Rosh Chodesh L'Segrugin. But she is Choshesh for Enu Kavua of Haflaga Shishin. Okay, so much for Sifia Base. If there's any other questions, if not, we'll go on to you, Gil. Yes, F, sorry.
I was talking about Haflaga Arutha, where she didn't see in the interim month.
They're both assuming that she didn't see in between in the Mechaber. Obviously, if you added that she saw in between, then you would kill the Yehuda's deal.
Right, yeah.
Right, but it sounds like, it's a good question, because, but it sounds like she didn't. It sounds like she, I mean, the truth is, this depends on the machlok, this depends on the famous machloks in Sifu Gimel, and it could be that the according to the base Yosef and Sifu Gimel, okay, maybe you'll see the answer to your question when we get to Sifu Gimel.
So all the preceding halachas were all thought of Sifu Gimel when she did see it, but she just not on the same pattern.
Right.
Or this should be the same thing.
Right, except for the fact that if you... It's not so clear where if you saw in between, does that take away your Vesas HaFlaga or not? That's going to be a Chlokas Achronim and Sifu Gimel.
Right?
Yes. Really because of something you've seen in the Shulchan Aruch till now, or really because of something that you learned in Chassid class?
Neither, just because
HaFlaga
should be in between each
Riyah. Okay, so hold that thought. Okay, I need the board. Please. Okay, Yom. The Mechaber in Yud Gimel is actually very straightforward. And the Ramban Yud Gimel really has nothing to do with the Mechaber in Yud Gimel. He just decides it's time to make Seder of things. Says the Mechaber in Yud Gimel, something that we didn't mention yet, but is very important. Ein ha'isha kovas vesas. Afilu rasa shlosha roshei chadashim zechar zeh. And here it's to say, Elam came you kulam ba'ona achas b'yom ba'layva. A Veses is not a 24-hour thing. We know from Simikot Pei Dalet that a Veses is a 12-hour period of time. Onas HaVeses is 12 hours. So why do we keep saying Rosh Chodesh? So says Mechavino, until now, whenever we said Rosh Chodesh, we didn't mean stop Rosh Chodesh. We meant either Rosh Chodesh daytime or Rosh Chodesh nighttime. It has to be either three daytimes or three nighttimes. That's what Mechaber says.
Just Chodesh or any Veses?
For any Veses. It has to be three daytimes or three nighttimes. So the day is not as important. We're just talking about day into... We're just talking about which date until now to make it simple. But really, there are 60 different times of the month. Rosh Aleph at night, Aleph in the day. Bays at night, Bays in the day, Gimel in the night, Gimel in the day, etc. And it's only Gimel in the day, Gimel in the day, Gimel in the day. If you would have Gimel in the day, Gimel at night, Gimel in the day, that's not a Kvius. That's different times. Okay, Amy, he didn't say this explicitly until now, but it makes sense because we know the unit is a 12-hour unit, not a 24-hour unit. That's what he says here. Even so, Rosh Chodesh, they have to be all ba'on achas b'yom v'layla. We rasa shalosh pa'am b'yom v'riyas b'layla, or shalosh pa'am v'layla v'riyas b'yom, choshesh is b'yom v'layla, v'neichshash v'esarish, v'neichshash ashino yeshua achron. Okay, here he's using information from Sif Yudalit that we don't officially know yet. Let's just review what he's saying here. Okay? What's he saying here? If you see, how do you say night and day, N and D? Okay. Rosh Chodesh night, Rosh Chodesh night, Rosh Chodesh night. That's an SS of Rosh Chodesh night. If you see Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh day. That's a Veses of Rosh Chodesh during the day. Yeah? Question on this?
Yeah.
Why is it, why does everyone have to be a specific 12 hours of daylight or night time? Or can it just be a group of 12 hours throughout the 24-hour period of the day?
Interesting question. Either...
Like I say, from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m.
So either you have to say that's just how Lyra goes there, or you have to say that no, because the hormones react to the day, to the night, to the dark and the light. Right? Remember I told you about the chickens?
Yeah.
So the hormones actually do react to dark and light. So therefore, it makes sense. It would be either daytime or nighttime.
And who is it that said that for 12 hours?
That was the Avi Yosef, which the Shach Paskin like. And you're right, he went against what I just said about actually daytime and nighttime. And we weren't even sure which 12 hours he meant, and that got very confusing. But we Paskin on day and night. Okay, what about the next case, says the Shulchan Aruch? If you had 3 days and one night, or vice versa. Meaning, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh day, Rosh Chodesh day, and Rosh Chodesh night. Then, you have to be chosh for both of them. Why? He's based on something we'll see in Sif Yudalit. This is what's called a shinui. The Mishnah called it shinta. A deviation. If you have a Veses Kavua and then you deviate, you now have to keep both, because the Veses Kavua is still Kavua, because it wasn't uprooted 3 times. And the deviation is Veses She'ino Kavua. So now what does she have? She has to keep both. She has to keep Kavua of Rosh Chodesh daytime, because it was Kavua and it was not uprooted 3 times. And she has to keep Eino Kavua of Rosh Chodesh nighttime.
That was true, though.
Yeah. Basically, it's as if there were 2 different days.
Yeah.
Right? Just like if it was 15, 15, 15, 16, she had to keep 15 Kavua and 16 Eino Kavua. And likewise, vice versa. Right? Night, 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 day. She have Kavua of Rosh Chodesh in the night. And she have an Eino Kavua of Rosh Chodesh during the day. Okay, let's continue.
She just has to be Chodesh for the day.
Right, she has to be Chodesh for the night and the day next month. The night as a Kavua and the day as an Eino Kavua. Meaning at night, if she forgot to do a Bedika at night, she has to do a Bedika before Tashmish, no matter when. During the day, if she forgot to do a Bedika during the day, no big deal, because that was only Eino Kavua. And if she doesn't see Rosh Chodesh at all next month, the day is uprooted because it was Eino Kavua, but the night is still there. It was only missed twice, so she has to worry about the night next month. Continuing. Bimrasa, pa'amin ba'yom, pa'amin ba'layil, shalal seder, randomly, sometimes day, sometimes the night, v'lokove echem shalosh ba'am, not 3 in a row. O shetira, rishona ba'yom, shalosh achonos ba'layil, rishona ba'layil, shalosh achonos ba'yom, o shalosh v'zeh, shalosh v'zeh, o sheshes la'chrona bilvad. Okay, all of this is, I don't think there's any chidushim in any of this. Maybe we won't put both ways of all of them. Obviously, we'll skip the Rosh Chodesh. If she sees day, night, 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 she only has Kavua at night. Night, day, 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 obviously only Kavua during the day. Night, 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 day, 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 I mean, you get it. Obviously, now she only has Kavua during the day. Why? Because she uprooted the 3 nights and substituted 3 days. Or if it's randomly, day, night, day, day, night, night, day, night, night, day, etc. What does she have to be chodesh for? Only the most recent thing. Because what's not the most recent was uprooted, right? Only Eino Kavua of day. And if we would have stopped here, she would have only Eino Kavua of night. If we would have stopped there. Okay, fairly straightforward. Meaning, look at this woman. Her whole life, she saw in Rosh Chodesh. And she has no Veses Kavua of Rosh Chodesh. Just Eino Kavua of Rosh Chodesh day. She Rosh Chodesh day and Rosh Chodesh night are not the same. They're 2 different times. That is the Mechaber. I think it's pretty straightforward. Yes?
The word she sees night 3 times and day 3 times, that's because when she's seen during the day now, she's okay.
Correct. She has 3 akiras of night. Now, here's the fascinating machlokas between the Node Behuda and someone else. It doesn't say who the someone else is, just Gadol Echad. Right? Inside, I think he says it was with David Tel. If you look in the Node Behuda side, here's the Gadol Echad. Yes?
Why doesn't the Hafaga go based on the same thing? Let's say it's 31 and a half. 31 and a half.
Okay, so hold that thought. That's the machlokas between the Gadol Echad and the Noda Behuda in the Piskei Tshuva, Sif Katan Tes. How about a haflugah of 31 and a half days? Can you have a haflugah of 31 and a half days? What would that be?
Do you have 31 and a half, or is it?
No, a haflugah of 31, that's a regular thing, right? Can you have a half haflugah? That's the question. Meaning, can you have, what about haflugas, something like this? 61 onos. 61 half days. Right? Haflugah of 61 onos. 61 onos later, not the 61st onos, right? 61 onos later. For example, you see on day one, during the night. And then you see on day 31 in the day. And then you see on day 62 at night. 92 in the day. 123 at night. 153 during the day, etc. See, there's exactly 30 and a half days between each one. Right? Each one is 61 onos after, not including. Not the 61st onos. 61 onos after. So can you have like a half day vestas of plug? That's the machlokas between the Noda Behuda and the Gadol Echad. Says the Gadol Echad. And for that matter, okay, says the Gadol Echad, if the whole point is we don't care about days, we care about onos, then this is a valid haflugah. This is a valid kavua, says the Gadol Echad. Says the Gadol Echad, he says the unit is onos. So here, it was 61 onos later, or the 62nd ona, 61 onos later, 61 onos later, 61 onos later, 61 onos later, and therefore you have Vesis Kavua for 30 and a half days after your last period. What?
Dafkonos as opposed to meaning only.
It's not the same number of days. It's a different number of days, right?
Because the Gadol Echad is saying you only can have a Vesed Haflaga as opposed to onos or also of days?
Well, also of days, because that's just twice that many onos, so there's no nafkamina. If it was 30 days even, that would be 60 onos, no nafkamina. Says the Noda Behuda, no. No. The unit is days, not onos. The Tanai is same ona. He says, look at the lashon of the Gemara and the Rishonim. They never talk about how many onos. They always talk about which day. And then throw in, it has to be the same ona. If you read the Machaber literally, it's all about how many days it is. This is the Tanai, it has to be the same ona. The unit is days, in which case, from here, this is 30 days later. Meaning what we call haflaga of 31, right? But from here to here is 31 days later. From here to here is 30 days later. You know, a haflaga of 32, right? The way we know the count from here to here is 31 days later. From here to here is 30 days later. So he says, there's no Vesis Kavua here. Look, you have all different number of days later. Oh, it's the same number of onos later. I don't care. It's a different number of days later. And you, onos are not the unit. Days are the unit. There's just that tonight it has to be all during the day or all at night. That's the Chiddush of the Noda Behuda. And this is a tremendous nafkamina. You know what I mean? Forget about this case. Stein Kavua. A woman sees today. She sees at night. She sees 32 days later during the day. What's her haflaga that's not kavua? From night to the day, is it 32 and a half? Or is it 32? The 9th day of the same calendar day. Right? Meaning, this is a weird case, but there's a tremendous nafkamina. What is Stam? She sees on day 1 at night and day 32 in the day. According to the Gadol Echad, when is her Eino Kavua? When is her Veses Haflaga? She'eino kavua. According to the Gadol Echad, this was, I'm going to use later now, 61 onos later, actually, right? No, 63 onos later, right? 63 onos later. 62 onos get you 63 onos later. According to the Nodi Yehuda, this was 31 days later, and the Tanai is during the daytime. During the daytime is not how you count it. That's just the time. So what's the nafkamina? So he would say, what's 63 onos later? 32 during the day. So 62 onos get you to 63 during the day. 64 at night. Right? That's 31 and a half days later. 31 days later is 63 in the day. According to him, it's 31 days later. So that would be 63 during the day. 31 days later is day 63, and during the daytime, because the Tanai is daytime. Meaning, according to the Yehuda, in Haflaga, you never care whether you're counting from a day or a night, just if you're going to a day or a night. Like, you never care whether two periods ago was a day or a night. That, the fundamental machlokes in the Nodi Yehuda and the Gadol Echad, the Gadol Echad says, I'm much more logical. Why would you make it this complex thing of counting days, but with a condition that it has to be, you know, in the daytime or nighttime? Just say we count onos. The Nodi Yehuda would say, yeah, but that's not what all the Rishonim say. That's not the Lashon of the Rishonim. The Gadol Echad would say, okay, it's lavdafka. He would say no. Anyway, halacha l'maaseh said this is a tremendous nafkamina. Do we count days and then apply the Tanai of day and night? Or do we count onos? Halacha l'maaseh, we paskin like the Nodi Yehuda, not like the Gadol Echad. We paskin like the Nodi Yehuda, not like the Gadol Echad. Meaning, if your last two periods were day and night, the Gadol Echad would say your next aflaga is during the day, because it's a half. The Nodi Yehuda would say your next aflaga is a night, because count the right number of days, and then night to night. We paskin like the Nodi Yehuda, not like the Gadol Echad. This is enough mina. First, you figure out how many days later it is. And then you say, well, daytime goes to daytime, and nighttime goes to nighttime. That's the Nodi Yehuda against the Gadol Echad. Any other questions, or if you want me to illustrate it again?
The question is about Tanai of the same Ona, they're saying that for all of the Kibbutz?
Yes. Yes, everything. Bein Chodesh, Bein Aflaga. Correct.
There is no Tanai, we didn't like say this earlier.
Because he hadn't gotten to it yet. For the Nodi Yehuda, because the main point is to figure out the right date. And then he'll throw in the Tanai that it has to be three daytimes or three nighttimes. And then for Eino Kavua, it's just if the last one was nighttime, you go to nighttime. The last one was daytime, you go to daytime. Meaning the way we paskin, we're about to see, more or less, that every woman who doesn't have a kviyas has to keep three things every month. Ona Beinanis, Vesa Chodesh, and Haflaga. When she gets a period during the day, she has to keep three daytimes next month. The 30th daytime, the daytime of the same day of the month, and the daytime of the same Haflaga. Regardless of when two periods ago was. And if she gets a period at night, she has to keep three night times in the next month, regardless of when the previous period was. Because we all like the Nodi Yehuda. So, if two periods ago was night, then she got during the day, again, the Gadol Echad would say her flug is now a half, so her flug falls out at night. We would say no, the Nodi Yehuda, our flug falls out during the day. And that's a clear minigolem, is like the Nodi Yehuda here, I think. Okay, now we are up to the famous Ramah. Says the famous Ramah, Ha'isha Sharasa, woman gets her period. So Sheshes Levesas HaChodesh Ula HaFlaga Ad SheTikba Veses HaChodesh B'Shalosh Pa'amim Veses HaFlaga Ba'arba Pa'amim. She has to worry about every Chodesh she sees and every HaFlaga she sees until either she's Koveya Vesa Chodesh by three Re'ios, or Koveya Vesa Saflagos by four Re'ios, Oseti Echarach Mehem, or she's Oker something, she doesn't have to Chodesh. Meaning every woman has to be Chodesh for every Chodesh and for every Haflaga that she ever has, until she either Koveya something else, or you Koveya something else, it cancels your Eino Kavua, or she uproots the Eino Kavua once, in which case that cancels it. Okay, that shouldn't be a Chodesh for us until we get to the Ketzat. What's missing? What did you learn in Chassan classes that's missing from this sentence in the Ramah? What did you learn in chassan classes? Anyone here ever take chassan classes? Okay, one person has an excuse. Right? What did they tell you? If you don't have a kviyas, then every month you have to be choshish, forget about chassan classes. I said this like 2 minutes ago. Yeah, I said three things every month. Yom HaChodesh, on Beinus v'Saflaga. Why does the Ramah say, and here it's not the Ramah himself, he's quoting the Ramban. Right? This is a quote from the Ramah. Well, there's a quote from the Ramban with one place where you will see the Ramah change the words of the Ramban. But so far, it's a quote from the Ramban. Why does it say she's bechodesh for every haflag and every chodesh unless she's either koveya something else or uproots it once? Meaning, eino kavua, there are two ways to get rid of eino kavua. Every eino kavua lasts until it's uprooted once or you're koveya something else. Why doesn't he say on abandonness? So here's where the Shach says a famous shita. What famous shita does the Shach say is very meduyak here? What was the Shach shita on abandonness? Remember we had this at the beginning of the simon? It's the day of the month. It's not Dafka 30 days. Here's where the Shach says. And he said in the beginning, what's it called? Was it like Aleph or Beis or something? Something really near the beginning. Aleph. The very first word in the Shach in the Siman, he said this, the Kitzur, two lines. Here he says it in a full page. And he brings all his proofs. He says, how come they're leaving out Onabeinus? What happened to Onabeinus? Why did they leave it out? So they didn't leave it out. Onabeinus is Yom HaChodesh. It's the same thing. That's why they didn't have to mention the Venus, because he mentioned Yom HaChodesh. Doesn't have to mention it by its two different names. As long as he mentions it by one name, that's enough. That is the Shita of the Shach. And remember I said the Taz disagrees with the Shach? Where is the Taz who disagrees with the Shach? It is right here in Sivkat Yad Zion. He doesn't know he's disagreeing with the Shach. Remember, the Taz didn't have a Shach when he wrote it, and the Shach didn't have a Taz when he wrote it. They wrote it around the same time. But the Taz here disagrees with the Shach. And the Taz says, you also have to add in the 30th day for Onabeinus. Like, when the Ramah says, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, he says, he's Aleph Nisan, and Chaf Nisan. What did the Ramah say? She has an Eino Kavua for Aleph Yar. Right? That's Yom HaChodesh. What about Onabeinus? When was the Onabeinus? What about Onabeinus? So the Taz says the Taz, V'gam Onabeinus Alamed Nisan, right? The 30th day. Lamed Nisan already goes the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. There's also Onabeinus. Why didn't the Ramah say it? The answer is, Ramah's not talking about Onabeinus here. He's talking about other things here. And that's the Shach Taz in Yud Zayin. Well, let's read the Ramah. Ketzad Rasa ve'echa b'Nisan ve'esrim bo. She sees Aleph Nisan and Chaf Nisan choshesh ve'echa b'Iyar. Mepnei Rosh Chodesh Nisan. She worries about Echa b'Iyar because of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, nowadays we always keep even in the days of the Ramah, we keep 5 and 7, so if she saw on the 20th of Nisan, she actually would not yet have gone to the mikvah on Aleph Iyar, and so what's the issue being Choshesh? He's not dealing with this now, right? Let's say she had already gone to the mikvah, right? Let's say it was, a different minhag, she had already gone to the mikvah. Or let's say you could find scenarios where she could have gone to, let's say she went to the mikvah. Again, nowadays, you never go to the mikvah less than 12 days after the period. Okay, let's say she had gone to the mikvah. She still has to worry about Aleph Iyar because of Yom HaChodesh, Eino Kavua. The Taz says, and Lamed Nisan because of Onabeinus. Why didn't Ramah say so? He says, Pasha Shigam, I'm reading the Taz, Shigam Kam Choshesh, Shigam Leon Aleph Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Shuvi Yom Shloshim Minar Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Lamed Nisan, Kistam Onabeinus, Leshain La. Vessas kavua. Kosh yisap the yisif yud beis. V'kevin shu pashad ein sarach lefarsho. And since it's pashad, he didn't have to say so. So the Taz says, why didn't he say so? Here's an interesting question. Why didn't the Ramah say so? Why didn't he say so? So, says the Taz, because it's Pashut, says the Shach, because that's not Onabeinus. When is Ona Beinus? Ona Beinus is Aleph year. So Ona Beinus is Yom HaChodesh. That's why Rama didn't say so, because he already said Yom HaChodesh. That's not Ona Beinus. Yom HaChodesh is Ona Beinus. That's why the Rama didn't say anything, because he already said Yom HaChodesh. He said Rechoshish for Aleph Iyar because of Aleph Nisan. That's Ona Beinus. He calls it the Yom HaChodesh. You can call it whatever you want. The Yom HaChodesh is Ona Beinus. Yes.
Can we just repeat the Shach?
The Shach says Ona Beinus doesn't mean that specific number of days. It means the same day of the month. Shach even says, doesn't it say Ona Beinus is 30 days? It says it many times in Shas, 30 days doesn't mean a fixed number of days. It just means a month. Interesting. He goes through all of Shas and finds places where 30 days is not really days. It's really just a month. So he says Ona Beinus means a month later. What we call Vesa Chodesh.
So that's saying that's included in the
Rama says you're Chosh for Vesa Chodesh, right? He says you're Chosh for Aleph Iyar as the Eino Kabur Vesa Chodesh of Aleph Nisan. That's what all of Beinus means, is that it's the Eino Kabur of Yom HaChodesh. Now, by calling Ona Beinus, we get a little more machmir than a regular Vesa Sheinu Kavua. Seder, so it's a little more machmir than a bit. But it's really just the Vesa Sheinu Kavua of Rosh Chodesh. It's the Ona Beinus. Here we point, remember I pointed out to you in the beginning of the Siman, there were three sheets about Ona Beinus. Here's the Taz. He says the 30th day. Here's the Shach, says the same day of the month. And remember, I said there's a third sheet if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva. Sifkatan Yod, in the second paragraph, he says, when it comes to Machloka Shach and the Taz says the 30th day, and the Shach says it's the same day of the month. He says, the Chacham Tzvi brought many proofs against the Shach, and the crazy places, etc. Everyone argued with the Shach. Everyone argued with the Shach, but not everyone agreed with the Taz. Because let's just review. Is this already on the board? No. Okay, fine. No problem. Let's just review what is Ona Beinus, which clearly the Rishonim say Lamed Yom. The Shach says it means Yom HaChodesh, not a fixed number of days. Shloshim Yom is Lav Davka, it means day of the month. All the Achronim disagree with him. The Taz, who agreed with the Taz, obviously is not an exhaustive list. I probably put a different poll on the board last time. I'll put whoever you say truly are. Crazy Placey saying no, the 30th day, which means 29 days later. That's what Taz says, from Aleph Nisan to Lamed Nisan, is Ona Beinus. And here he quotes the Chavos Das, and maybe we mentioned the Chavos Adam also says this, in the beginning of the Siman, here we go, we quote the Chavos Das. Says the Chavos Das, no, I agree the Shach is wrong. It's a number of days. It's not the 30th day, it's 30 days later. And if you look, they all have tremendous, I mean, if you really want to, you could read the long Shach here, you could read the long Chavos Das, everyone else, they all have tremendous, tremendous proofs back and forth from all over Shach, who's right. Lemaisa, if you'll allow me to summarize, every proof you can get out of. And in the end, there are three shitas. No one passes like the Shach, because that's just, the Rishon will say 30 days. And says the Chavos Das, he says, no, it means 30 days later, which is the 31st day. Okay, and we mentioned at the beginning of the Siman, here's where you can find them all, in the Shach, Sivkat, and Lamed, the Taz, Sivkat, and Yudzayin, and the Pesachei Tshuva, the second half of Sivkat, and Yud. Second half of Sivkat, and Yud is two-thirds of it. That's fine. And he says, how do we paskin? We paskin like the Taz. Everyone paskin like the Taz. Some people say, also be machmer like the Chavos Das. No one paskins like the Chavos Das. Some people say, well, be machmer both ways, as a chumra. And we say, no, it's enough to paskin like the Taz. You don't have to also have chumras. Okay, but those are the only two minhagim nowadays are most people paskin like the Taz. Some people say, well, paskin like the Taz, but have a chumra to also be machmer like the Chavos Das. Those are the two shitas. Nowadays, our shita is just a paskin like the Taz. Keep in mind, it's not even clear in Shas that there's such thing as Ona Beinus in the first place, right? And the Rambam and the Rif and the Raivid didn't even mention it. Now, Shach would say, sure, they did, it's Yom HaChodesh. But, you know, at least if we're assuming it's not Yom HaChodesh, what do you mean? Half the Rishonim, the early Rishonim didn't even mention this concept. So it's enough to keep the mainstream shita.
Aisha.
Shashir Rasa, it sounds like this is like a first rate EM account, and therefore the Haflada that he's talking about can't be referring to a previous one, so it needs to be a general Haflada, which would be on Bina, such as Stam, not just 30 days.
I mean, the Ramah is talking about, if you look at the Mechaber, someone who's like had no previous history.
Right.
But
what would that Haflada be?
There is no Haflada. What's the problem?
So Hayisha Shira Asa Choshesla, that's the Haflada.
Yeah, after her first two periods.
Well,
Doesn't bother me. Okay, there's another fascinating machlokas here. There are actually three reasons you could disagree with the Taz. Let me put this. What about Lamed Nisan? So says the Taz, it's Umma Bainus, and it's so posh that Ramah didn't have to mention it. Right? Says the Shach and the Chavuz Das for different reasons. Right? Shach and the Chavuz Das, each for their own reason, they say it's not Umma Bainus. Aleph Iyar is Onan Venus. Right? For two different reasons. The Shach thinks Aleph Iyar is Onan Venus because it's the same day of the month. The Chavuz Das thinks Aleph Iyar is Onan Venus because it's the 31st day. But they both disagree with the Taz and say, don't add Lamed Nisan. Aleph Iyar is Onan Venus for two different reasons. Right? Lamed Nisan. Or, I have a better idea. What about when is Ona Beinonis? Says the Taz, Lamed Nisan. The Lo Kasa Ramah. The Asurabo ki Pashatu. Right, it's so obvious he didn't have to say it. Says the Shach and the Chavuz Das for different reasons, right? They're not the same Shita. Says no. Aleph Iyar. And that's why the Ramah didn't say she's also in love with Nisan, because Aleph Iyar for two different reasons, right? Either because it's the day of the month, or because it's the 31st day. However, even though we don't like the Taz, we don't agree with the Taz here. We hold like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. What does Rabbi Akiva Eiger here saying? It's not only Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but okay, you can't be a Jew without checking what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. Rabbi Akiva Eiger saying, it's not just Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Pesachei Tshuvos of Kan Yud. In the first half, he quotes that the Sidrei Tara and the Chavuz Das, coincidentally, besides his other machlokas, he agrees with the Rabbi Akiva Eiger here. And the Bach quoted in the Taz himself, all say like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Bach and the Sidrei Tara and the Chavuz Das all say no. You have a fundamental problem here. They all say no. It's not. And the truth is, the Shach would also agree to this, although I can't prove it. So let's see. I hope I will become clear. They say, no, there's a fundamental problem. It says, what's the nature of onabedinus? Onabedinus, what's the xer of onabedinus? That a woman has no vesas kavua, so what chazal goes on her? There it goes, or one zera of a vesas on her that she should keep the average vesas. She saw an Aleph Nisan and Chaf Nisan. And the chazal wants her to keep her average, the average thing of most women. If a woman sees an Aleph Nisan and Chaf Nisan, what would a woman, an average woman, see next? Right, on Lamed or Aleph? Like 10 or 11 days later? That's what an average woman would see? Because it wouldn't have been this? No, when would an average woman see? When do you, I disagree. When would an average woman see? 30 days after Chaf Nisan. Ona Bignes, 30 days after her last period. Ona Bignes doesn't mean 30 days after every period. It means 30 days after your last period. And your last period was Chaf Nisan. So they say, what are you talking about? They say it's 30 days after Chaf Nisan. When is 30 days after Chaf Nisan? 30 days after Chaf Nisan is Yud Tes. Yud Tes Iyar. Or Chaf Iyar Lefishach V'Chavos Das. Right, what I'm claiming is that this issue is orthogonal to the previous machlokas. Orthogonal means not totally habaha. Meaning, however you count, however you want to count your own abaneness, don't count the own abaneness from Aleph anymore. Once she saw in Chaf, there is no own abaneness from Aleph. There's only no own abaneness from Chaf. When's the own abaneness from Chaf? For the Taz at most Achronim, it's Yud Tes, the 30th day, Yud Tes Iyar. For the Shach, the same day in the month Chaf Iyar. For the Chavos Das, it's 30 days later, Chaf Iyar. But they disagree with the Taz fundamentally. There is no Ona Beinonis from two periods ago. There's only Ona Beinonis from your most recent period. And so here we have two different machlokas. One machlokas is, what does 30 days mean? Then there's another, two different issues. Machlokas one is, what does 30 days mean? Then there's machlokas two. Machlokas two says the Taz is that you're choshishin la'ona beinonis from every re'iyah. Every re'iyah has an ona beinonis. If she sees Aleph and Chaf, she has to keep ona beinonis from Aleph and ona beinonis from Chaf. However, what do all the other achronim say? Rabbi Kiva Eger, where did I put Sidrei Tara Bach? He himself puts the Bach. He says, I don't know why Father disagrees with me. Chavos Das ve'od. All say no. Choshishen la'ona beinness rak me re'iya ha'achrona, from the most recent re'iya. Only from the most recent re'iya. There is no ona beinness from two periods ago. There's only ona beinness from your most recent period. So Aleph and Chaf, you know why there's no ona beinness on Lamed? Because there's no ona beinness from Aleph anymore. There's only ona, we used to think there'd be an ona beinness from Aleph. But there's only one, every woman only has one Ona Beinonis. Ona Beinonis from the most recent period. You can't have two Ona Beinonis. Taz thinks that she has two Ona Beinonis. 30 day from here, 30 day from here. No, you only have one Ona Beinonis. It's like zero, it's only Chal once. Only one Ona Beinonis. And therefore, there are two reasons you could disagree with the Taz. You could disagree with the Taz. Here, this is disagree with Taz because of Machlokas 1. But no, most of our friends disagree for a different reason. They disagree with the Taz because of Machlokas 2. Right? So if you agreed with him in the second Machlokas, you could say that I disagree with the first Machlokas. It's Aleph Iyar. But most of our friends say, no, we disagree with the second Machlokas. It's not Lamed Nisa or Aleph Iyar. There is no Ona Beinonis from Aleph anymore. There's only an Ona Beinonis from Chaf because you only have one Ona Beinonis, only for your most recent period. That's how we paskin. We paskin like the Taz here, but like the here open asterisk. Some people have come like the Chavos Das, like the Taz in the Machlokas 1, but like the other Achron in Machlokas 2. It's the 30th day, but not the 30th day from every Riyah. Only the 30th day from the most recent period. In which case, her next on obeyingness after now is Yud Tes Nisan. It's theoretically interesting. If you agreed with the Taz Lagamre, she would have one Beinus on Lamed Nisan. If you agreed with him in the second Machlokas, but not in the first, she would have Aleph Iyar. If you agreed with him on the first, but not in the second, she would have Yud Tes Iyar. And if you disagreed with him on both, she would have Chaf Iyar. Okay. Ellie's smiling. That means he wasn't just math.
She just did that for fun.
Yeah. Okay, but this is very, very important. These two machlokos are very important. Number one, what does 30 days mean? And number two, 30 days from every Riyya or only from the most recent Riyya? We pass it only the most recent Riyya. Now, I'll admit it doesn't usually have enough Gemina because, you know, how? But how? Soon to either someone's Riyya speak, but it could be. Say a woman had, it's on Aleph and on Tesvav. By the time she goes to the mikvah and chavzaya, and you know, she wants to know, does she have to keep on Venus from Aleph or not? The answer is no, she only has to keep on Venus from Tesvav. So it could be enough Gemina in some cases. Any other questions? Okay, one more thing. Ellie, give me one more board. Maybe one more thing we need to learn today. We're going to leave the world of Omedanimus now and move on to the world of Haflaga. Ketzad. Rasa ve'echad v'nisan ve'esrim bo choshesh le'echad be'iyar mipnei rosh chodesh nisan. Rasa ve'echad be'iyar olo rasa bo choshesh le'tes iyar shu yom esrim me'ri'iyas yom chav sher rasa. Let's stop there. Let's review what happened here. In the world of Haflana. She saw... What happened to this strange baby? She saw Aleph Nisan, Chaf Nisan. What happens now? She worries about Aleph, according to Taz, she worries about Lamed Nisan. According to everyone else, she only worries about Aleph Iyar. Right? Chosheshes means Eino Kavua. She has an Eino Kavua on Aleph Iyar, because of the Chodesh. Okay. Says the Ramban. Lo rasa b'rosh chodesh iyar. But what if she doesn't see? Then, but what if lo rasa? Then what's her next chash? Well, she has a chodesh on chaf nisan, but that's not the next chash. What's the next chash? The haflug of 20. What does haflug of 20 work out to be? I think tes iyar eino kavua of chodesh. Then, he has an Eino Kavua of Haflaga on Tess, Haflaga's Esrim. Let's see, make it explicit. On Tess, either. That is what the Ramban said. What did the Ramah add? The Ramah added Rasa Barosh Chodesh Nisan, Barosh Chodesh Eir, Olo Rasabo. That he added, he reversed the Ramban. So he explains. He's not reversing the Ramban. The Ramban is Ladavka. Right? So, what about the following case? What if Rasa? That's called Lo Rasa. What if Rasa? What if Aleph Nisan? Chaf Nisan? Aleph Iyar. Rasa Baruch Aleph Iyar. Now, the Diok in the Ramban, Rama also knows the Diok in the Ramban, the Diok, which says, no, he didn't mean a Davka. He meant a Tafilu. But now, here we have a bit of a Machlokas. Says the Ramah, he says, she still has an Eino Kavua. Of Haflagas Esrim on Tes Iyar. Like the fact she saw in between shouldn't ruin anything. And by the way, everyone agrees that. I'll just read one more line there. Rasa v'tesir loras v'roch shesh la'esr b'ir shema kavol aveses chaf l'chodesh or rasa esr l'chodesh nisan. That's everyone who uses pasha. This is not controversial. She also has eino kavua of the chodesh on chaf yir. That's not controversial. That's pasha. Right? And she also has eino kavua of the chodesh on chaf yir. I'll put that in parentheses because that's not controversial. However, if you're the Pashut shot in the Ramban, is the Ramban said, Lo Rasa Barosh Chodesh Iyar. The Diyuk being, but if she had been Rasa Barosh Chodesh Iyar, it would be different. Right? So the shot of the Ramban, this whole thing's a Ramban, the shot of the Ramban is no. Now, there is no chash of haflaga for tes iyar, right? It says there is no veses sheino kavua
on Tess Eder.
That's the Pasuk out of the Ramban. He says only Flo Rasa. For Rasa, there's none. And most Achronim follow the Pasha Pshat in the Mechaber. Who agrees with Ramah? The Taz. Most people disagree with this Ramah. They go like Pasha Pshat in the Ramban. The Ramah would say, when he said Lo Rasa, he means Afilu Lo Rasa. She means Tavka Lo Rasa. Okay, now we just have to work out the logic here of why that should be. So let's take the logic of why that should be. Why not? And here there are three shitas in the Achronim. Anyone know any of them? Or can you think of a reason? Why not? After all, Aleph to Chaf is 20, Chaf to Tes is 20. Why aren't we worried about the Aflaga? Well, Eli started talking, so he goes first.
Let's say just logically, once you have a period in between, you're not assuming the next one to come at the same interval you would before.
So what you're right, I just want you to specify more. So what happened to this Veses She'inu Kavua Vaflagas Esru?
Seemed like it was undone.
It was undone, right? So says Eli. Anyone know who agrees with Eli? What? You. Okay, that's good. It's very important to have independent thinking and to be machshav yourself. I'm all in favor. In addition to Yaakov agreeing with Eli, there are other Jews. Mickey also agrees?
No, I have a question. Is what he's saying that from Aleph to Chav, that's a 20-day
haflaga?
But then from Chav to Aleph, it's only 10 days, so now we have a haflaga of 10 instead of 20? So
that's exactly what he's saying. Technically, it's 11, but that's not important. Right? It's 11, right?
Yeah,
it's
30.
Okay. Yes, exactly. The haflaga of 11 uproots the haflaga of 20. That is what Eli's saying. That's what Yaakov agrees with. Mickey might also agree. And in addition, Yehuda Va'od Lekra, the Shach holds that. And one could go on. The Bach holds that. The Shirei Tara, the Grace You Place. The Shach and the Bach were mechaven to Eli and Yaakov. Amazing. Meaning, really, the majority of Gedolei Achronim hold this way. One shot is the Shach and the Bach and others. Right, the Sidrei Tara and the Crazy Place. Maybe they even quoted in the Pesach Tshuva here. Crazy Place and the Sidrei Tara. Okay, and then he quotes the Menachas Yaakov called the Torah Shalom, who agrees with the Taz. Okay, so maybe here we'll put the Taz and the Torah Hashlamim. We'll put everyone who's mentioned in the Pesach Tshuva here. We'll put the Shach. Obviously, there's 100 more also. The Sidrei Tara, in the back of our Shofar, some crazy placing, where you have some. They all say, the Haflagas, Achadasar, Akra, Aflagas Esrim. Okay. The Aflaga of 11 uprooted the Aflaga of 20. So what was the Ramah thinking? What was the Ramah thinking? Doesn't he know that Aflaga of 11 uprooted the Aflaga of 20? So the Ramah would say, not so pashut. The Ramah and the Taz Rosh Hashanah would say, what's called uprooting? When is a Vestas uprooted? Is a Vestas uprooted when something else happens? Or is a Vestas uprooted when it doesn't happen? A Vestas uprooted when it doesn't happen. 20 is not uprooted. We haven't gotten there yet. I know there's a flag of 11. Maybe there's also going to be a flag of 20. We haven't gotten there yet. How could that be a flag of? How could it be an uprooting? It's not uprooting. We haven't gotten there yet. We don't know if it'll happen or not. Shach says, no, since there's a different aflaga that uproots this aflaga. Now, Ramah would say, no, a different aflaga. Just like everyone agrees, Yom HaChodesh, everyone agrees a different day of the month didn't uproot Aleph as a day of the month. Less on the Pulling. A different day of the month doesn't uproot that day of the month. No one thinks Chaf LaChodesh uprooted Aleph LaChodesh. Of course, we have to worry about Aleph LaChodesh. So the Ramah is likewise. Aflaga of 11 doesn't uproot aflaga of 20. Who says? Maybe there's still aflaga of 20. And the Shach would say, no, by Yom HaChodesh, one Yom HaChodesh doesn't uproot the other Yom HaChodesh because they're not sosur each other. By Haflaga, either it's this many days or it's that many days. It can't be both. and therefore it uproots it.
Right, as far as the shach is the same thing we just use for one Rabbeinu need.
Correct.
When one comes.
Correct. And by the way, in the beginning of the Pesachi Tshuva Yud, now you're ready to follow what he quotes from the Sidrei Torah and the Chavos Das. What do they say? They say, Lo mi ba'yu l'fi ha-shach, it's obvious that you only count on Rabbeinu for the most recent one. And then they want to say, even according to the Ramban Taz, since on Rabbeinu is only Gzeirah Darbana, it should only be chal on one Re'iyah. That's what they're saying. So they're saying, yes, this is exactly what you said there. They think that when it comes to on Rabbeinu, even the Taz shouldn't have said like the Taz. You know, because that's only Gzeirah Darbana, you shouldn't have more than one instance of it. Okay, this is a very fundamental machlokus. Is a short haflot, here this is a trick question. Does a longer haflaga uproot a shorter haflaga? If a woman has a Einu Kavu haflaga of 20, and then sees haflaga is 25, does that uproot the 20? Of course, because if she sees haflaga is 25, that means 20 came and there was no blood yet until 25. Everyone agrees if she has a haflaga of 20 and then 25, of course she uprooted 20, because 20 passed without any blood. Question is, what if she has a haflaga of 20 and then 11? 20 hasn't gotten here yet. Does the mere fact of a competing haflaga uproot a haflaga, because haflagas are in competition with each other? Or no, haflagas are young, there's no competition. She has 11, she also has 20. What's the big deal? That's the machlokas here. There's a third sheet as well, and I haven't told you the Beis Yosef, it's more technical. The third sheet is the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Adayim Azeh, Chabadskers. That's not a nice way to say Chabadnikim, right? Is that a nicer way to say? Our hold, obviously, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. And not only Chabad, other Chabad also agree with this. Shulchan Aruch Harav, he's not in the Pesachi Tshuva here. He's never in the Pesachi Tshuva. Not sure why. But he's not the only one. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav that, as a matter of fact, in Rabbi Forst's English book, I think he published possibly like Shulchan Aruch Harav. And he brings some later Achronim hold that way. He says an interesting third sheet about this. He says, I don't agree with Rambam on the Taz. That 20 is not still lying around. This is really what Isaac meant to say. I don't agree with that Rambam on the Taz. You don't still have to worry about day 20 when there was an 11. But I don't agree with the Shach either. No, it hasn't been uprooted. How can you uproot it if you haven't gotten there yet? You can only uproot if you get there and there's no blood. You can't uproot something just by something else happening. However, he says, and this is, I think, what Isaac really would have comment to, he says, the haflaga of a 20 is not uprooted. It's still there. But the clock is restarted. The haflaga of 20 is still a chash in a kavua, but it's 20 from the most recent one, not 20 from here. You always count the haflagas from the most recent re'iyah. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, no. Haflagas esrim lo nekra, as an Einu Kavua, aval lo nin esrim mi aleph iyar, meaning me hariyah ha'achrona. A haflaga is not uprooted if you see early, but the clock is restarted. It's now, you're still worried about a haflaga of 20. But you're not worried about a test haflaga of 20. You know why? Because test is haflaga of 9, not 20. When's the next haflaga of 20? The next haflaga of 20 is chaf iyar, which also happens to be yom chodesh, but that's not the point.
So are you chodesh for both haflagot in between, in both 20 and...
Yes.
From chaf to aleph?
Yes. Yes. So you'd be chodesh for yud beis as haflaga, and for chaf as haflaga. Now, let me just point out, there is a... there is a fourth shita, which is the Beis Yosef, which is a bit of a cheap shita. What do I mean by that? I mean that it's agreeing with Rama, but like saying there's a technicality here that changes things. What does the Beis Yosef say? The Beis Yosef says he doesn't have a rule. He just has a local technicality. I can't raise this part yet, right? Says the Beis Yosef. This will be the last, then we'll just chazer the shitas, and then we'll have to finish the Sefer Gemol next time. Says the Beis Yosef, he says, in this case, we only, in this case, haflagas esrim is uprooted. Why? Because since you saw aleph and aleph, the chaf was probably just a fluke. It's a special rule. The chaf was probably just a fluke. Since chaf nisan appears to be a fluke. Meaning, he's not really taking sides. He's not getting involved in this fundamental question. As a matter of fact, he sounds more like the Ramah, the fundamental question. What happens if you have a longer haflaga and then you see with a shorter haflaga? He's just saying, in this particular case, once you see Aleph Ir, we say Chaf Nisan was a fluke, and therefore we say we don't really machshiv that as a haflaga. But if it hadn't been 20 and 12, let's say it had been 35 and 27, when there's no fluke, then maybe he would have held like the Ramah. So.
And according to Beis Yosef, if she ends up seeing on Chaf Ir, like the same pattern, then
Igloy Milsa, it's not a fluke.
Or is it that it's too uncommon that.
No, then Igloy Milsa, that's not a fluke. Okay, now let us just summarize for a second the three shitas. And then you'll see why this is very nice. Everybody ready? I'm not going to use dates here. I'm going to make it very simple. Let's say a person sees, and here we have one, Meshach, two, Shochan Aruch HaRav, three, the Ramah, where you can both pass. Let's say a person sees on day, and all date times, right? Day one, day 35, and then day 65. When is, what happened to that flug is 35? Right? What's her next haflaga? I'm not talking about days of the month, right? There are no months, right? Clearly she has haflagas 31 tells us that happens on day 95, right? That's clear. 35 to 65, 65 to 95. What happened to haflagas 35? What about haflagas 35. After all, she had a haflag of 35. What happens to that haflag of 35? So someone tell me, according to Ramah, when is that haflag of 35 chal?
70.
Technically 69, if you work it out. Right? Day 69. Okay. Day 69. Not much of an afkamina, because she's just got her period a few days ago. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, what happened to that haflag of 35? Day 99, big nafkamina, right? She counts, meaning 35th from day 35. He says, no, the 35th from 65, the most recent Ia. Now he has a real nafkamina. On day 99, she has to keep a vessis and be porish from tashmish.
Why isn't it 31 from 65?
What?
Why isn't it 31 from 65?
Why is it? If you also keep 31 to 65, this is Lekuli Alma. Lekuli Alma, you have to portion 95, that's how flug is 31. The machlokus is, what about the flug of 35? Lekuli Alma starts from day 95. And what about the shach? What would the shach say? That's gone. Doesn't exist, it's gone. That's a big nafkamina. Why is that a big nafkamina? Because let's take the following case. Let's say a woman saw with haflagas, let's take a different case. A woman saw with a haflaga of 35. Then she saw with the haflaga of 34. Then she saw with a haflaga of 32. Then she saw with a haflaga of 31. Then she saw with a haflaga of 28. Then she saw with a haflaga of 27. And then she saw with a haflaga of 25. Right, those are her last seven periods. What's her haflaga next month? So, according to the Shach, next month, she has an Eino Kavua of Haflagas. What does she have for the Shach? When's her Haflaga next month?
25.
Because 34 uprooted 35, 32 uprooted 34, 31 uprooted 32. Haflaga's 25. Shach, like they teach you in Kala class, keep your last month's Haflaga. If you're Chabadnik, not only Chabadnik, what does she have next month?
25.
She has a no kavua of haflagas 25, 27, 28, 31, 32, 34, and 35. Boy, she has a lot of haflagas in her kavua. She better hope she like once sees 36 and gets rid of them all. Right? Not to make her life easier, just to make it easier to keep track of, at least, right? Now, if you had thrown in like a 36 here, then you say, oh, now it's only 36, 27, 25, because the 36 uprooted these. Because if she got to 36, that means she actually didn't bleed on 28 and 31 and 32 and 35. Right. So a longer haflaga is always erases a shorter haflaga. Let me just illustrate this by something pashut. If her haflagos were, if then she had haflagas 36, then the kuli alma, she now has only 36. Because even according to the Shulchan Aruch, 36 means she didn't bleed on all these other days.
Did they get undone from the Nikba?
What?
These were Inu Kavua, right?
They're Inu Kavua, but this was never uprooted. She never got to day 35 and didn't bleed. That's the Chav of Shulchan Aruch. She never got to day 35 without bleeding. Think about it. She never got to day 35 without bleeding. She never got to day 35. She never got to day 35. She never got. He says you restart.
She didn't bleed on the 35th.
What do you mean? She never had a 35th. You restart the clock each time according to Shulchan Aruch. She never had a 35th after this month because she restarted the clock. She never had a 35th. Now, what would be according to the Ramah? According to the Ramah,
it was all taken care of.
This would be, l'chora, these ones each got uprooted or not uprooted in their particular time. Probably not such an afkamina according to the Ramah. The Ramah would probably be more like the Shachir, right?
While she was tummy.
Yeah, she probably... probably just haflagas 25, because she might have uprooted these. Then that's the whole question. Does it count as uprooting if you have a continuation of a period? Which counts? Yeah, she uprooted these. Yeah, you know what? Of course she uprooted 35, because the next month she bled on 34, not 35. And of course she uprooted 27, because the next month she bled on 25 and not 27. Right? So probably end up like the Shach in this case. Right? Yes.
Doesn't the Ramah also hold that you can't uproot it unless you didn't see in the shed?
So that gets us on to a complicated inyan, which is at the end of this if, does it count as uprooting if you didn't start seeing but you continued seeing? So that might count. But let's say her periods all lasted one day. Then hold on, she had a flag of 35. Next month she bled on day 34 and she didn't bleed on day 35, so she uprooted it. Next month, she bled on day 32, and not on day 34, so she uprooted it.
Wouldn't the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah always agree? Like, wouldn't they agree in this case?
No, because what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both agree to uproot it, you need to not bleed on that day. Right. But what's called that day? According to the Ramah, that day is without restarting the clock. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's with restarting the clock. That's what makes it complicated. The Shach says it's erased, even if you never got there. Shulchan Aruch Rav says if you never got there, it's not erased, but we restart the clock and consider it to be much later. The Ramah says, no, it's still whenever you thought it was. Let's see what happens. It's very complex. But you understand that no one holds like the Ramah. No one possens. What do I mean, no one? I'm sure there's someone. No one possens like the Ramah. Lemaisa, no one possens like the Ramah. But within Shach and Shulchan Aruch Rav is a live machlokas ad hayom hazeh. And you see how it could be a big nafkamina. According to the Shach, every woman only has one Eino Kavua of Haflaga, the last month. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who knows? You could have 100 Eino Kavuas of Haflaga, theoretically. Again, usually, you'll go up and down sometimes, so when you go up, you manage to clear your slate a little. But, halacha l'maisa, bizman hazeh, there are those who pasken both way. We pasken like the Shach, and some people hold like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Obviously, if you're Chabadnik, you're going to hold like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that goes without saying. So, for example, you have one of those Vestos apps, and they ask you, pick your Shita. Why you or Chabad? Two shitas. The main nafkamina between the YU and the Chabad shita is going to be this. If you pick I'm a Chabadnik, or I'm a Kuruf through Chabad, whatever, you're a Chabadnik of some sort, if you say I'm a Chabadnik, then it is going to keep track of your aflagos Shulchan Aruch Rav way, which means that you can have many Eino Kavuas of aflaga. If you pick the YU option, right, well, it passed like the Shach. It's not the only one. I think most Yeshivish people also passed like the Shach, although not all. Then he's going to say the Shach, saying, nah, just worry about 25. Don't worry about the rest of them, like the Shach and Rov Achronim. Rov Achronim are clearly like the Shach here, I think. You know, if you're a Chabadnik, then you should go like Shulchan Aruch Rav, because you're a Chabadnik. If you're not a Chabadnik, I don't think you should be machal like Shulchan Aruch Rav, then you should go like Rav Achronim. Even if you're not a Chabadnik, Shulchan Aruch Rav counts as much as any other Achron. He's Gamal Batorah, but he only counts as much as every other Achron if you're not a Chabadnik. And I think he's clearly in the minority here. I think the Shach clearly had the majority of Poskim on his side. Okay, so this is a very complicated Inyan. Digest this a little, and we will continue with the rest of this Ramah Amir Tzashem next time.
Is the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Mem Gimel here, right?
Oh, the Shulchan Aruch Rav should... I don't have him in the back of mine. You have him in the back of yours.
Okay, it's getting closer.
So it is... yeah, it should be Mem Gimel, and it should be someplace here. Here's the Bach and the Shach, which he doesn't like. And here's here's etc. That's it. Look to the Rizilla, not like the Ramah, and like the Shach, right? Ella, the Rasab Alpi, your Ainu Chesed, Ella Chachba, the actual Neg of Ezra. Here, right here. If you want, sorry, if you have a fancy one, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is in the back, it's Sif Mem Gimel. And it says, here's the Ramah, here's the Shach, and the Emes is Lok de Rizab, Lok de Rizab, but like my Shita.
So much in the back of this green thing.
Yeah, I'm just not holding that about time.